Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Morning.
Morning.
Listen, today's Monday.
Did you have a nice weekend?
Did you have a fun weekend?
It was all right.
I need more than that.
I need a little more than that.
In radio, it helps to, you know, jazz it up a little bit so that we create what we call a word picture.
Well, in that case,
it was amazing.
Fine, now here's what I want from you. Have a great day.
Have a great day.
Have a great day.
Listen, I'll try, but,
you know,
Mondays suck.
It's showtime.
Let's do it. Mike and Carla Morning Show along with our executive producer, Morty. It is show number one. Morty, what are we counting this as now?
This should be 44.
1,944?
Yes.
Okay, so as I was out on Friday, mm-hmm. Carla is out this morning.
Yeah.
And we'll be back on Tuesday, tomorrow.
Yep.
Everything's fine. She just had some things to get done, so she will be back tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
and we'll continue. So as hopefully everybody enjoyed the weekend. I know it was a tough loss for the Vegas Golden Knights last night.
Yeah.
3-1. The final, actually, it was 2-1.
Yeah.
But the fact of the matter is, they got an open netter at the end. So do you really count that? We don't. But the bottom line is, Chicago gets a win. So now it's 3-1. John Schaefer next hour, mm-hmm. next half hour, actually, be around. We'll talk more about that. And they play tomorrow.
Tomorrow at 7:30 our time.
7:30 or 6:30?
7:30, because they went by Chicago time, which they announced 9:30.
So. You know
late
what?
Game.
I was so hoping for like a 3:30, 2:30, 3:30. It really didn't matter to me. But so we go back at it.
Yep.
And see what happens. So, go Knights, go. Going to be hazy sunshine today. Excessive heat warning in effect. You know what? They say through Wednesday, possibly all week. High today 114, 112. Drop the 10-pound block of ice in the pool if you have one.
Yeah.
Or put it down your pants because it's going to warm. It's going to be warm.
Yep.
Today and all week. It's 90 outside right now. All right. She is not here, but it's Carla's take on some entertainment news.
All right. Are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Sponsored by D.R. Horton's America Builder for an equal housing opportunity builder. Here we go. This is kind of weird. In Canada, the premier of British Columbia was asking the... now, I guess these guys are from Deadpool. Like Ryan Reynolds, mm-hmm. Seth Rogen.
Yep.
Asking them to get a message out to the young people that would follow that kind of thing. And hold on, here's the British Columbia premier asking these askers to talk, or actors to talk.
This is a call out to Deadpool right now. Ryan, we need your help up here. Get in touch with us. My number's on the internet. Seth Rogen, another outstanding British Columbian. We need to communicate with people who aren't hearing us. The two of you alone could help us in that regard. There's a host of other options available, and we're working as hard as we can to enlist a number of prominent British Columbians and prominent Canadians to help get that message through to the demographic that clearly isn't hearing our message.
All right, so Ryan Reynolds is in Deadpool, but Seth Rogen is not.
No, but okay. Seth Rogen's
Canadian. All right. Ryan Reynolds, here's mm-hmm. his response.
I'm not sure it's a great idea, frankly. I don't think they want medical advice from guys like me. You know, in young folks in BC, yeah, they're partying, which is, of course, dangerous. Probably don't know that thousands of young people aren't just getting sick from coronavirus. They're also dying from it, too. And, of course, it's terrible that it affects our most vulnerable. My mom, she doesn't want to be cooped up in her apartment all day. She wants to be out there cruising Kitsilano Beach looking for some young 30-something Abercrombie burnout out to go full Mrs. Robinson.
So typical Ryan Reynolds response.
Right.
Yeah.
So the prime minister or the premier of British Columbia asked these actors to spread the word to stay home and quarantine. And so that's Ryan Reynolds and his response. Nickelback. Mm. Weren't we just talking about Nickelback?
Yeah. You noticed that he didn't ask them for help.
Are they Canadian?
Oh, yeah.
Are they really?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Well, Nickelback released a cover of The Devil Went Down to Georgia.
Oh, boy.
But they don't have a fiddle in the song. They did it with guitars instead of fiddles. So, and Chad Kroeger said, we wanted to give it a little bit more of a darker kind of tone. So we have that for you. We'll play that for you here in a couple of minutes. And God bless all those fans of Smokey and the Bandit, because over the weekend, 40th anniversary. The 40th anniversary of Smokey and the Bandit 2. So that tells you right there that Smokey and the Bandit, the original,
right,
was like years before that.
60.
So, anyways. There you go. So celebrate Smokey and the Bandits. And there is Carla's take on some entertainment news. We had mentioned in the entertainment news, Nickelback. Didn't somebody else do Devil Went Down to Georgia version?
Korn did.
Korn,
yeah.
That's with a K. With a K. Korn. Okay. And they did it as a tribute. They had done it like a couple of years ago.
Yeah, and they decided to throw it on their album.
And when Charlie Daniels passed away, they threw it on the album as a tribute. But this is... Now, this is Nickelback.
I can't wait for this one.
Nickelback released a cover of Devil Went Down to Georgia, where they have battling guitars instead of fiddles because Chad Kroeger of the band said to give it a little more of a darker kind of tone. So this is Nickelback's version and salute to the Charlie Daniels band.
The devil bowed his head because he knew that he'd been beat. And he laid that cold guitar down on the ground at Johnny's feet. Johnny said, devil, just come on back if you ever want to try again. I done told you once, you son of a... I'm the best that's ever been.
Now, I never had a problem with Nickelback.
Yeah.
Until now.
Well, if they're trying to make people like them and... Well, I don't know. This isn't helping their case.
And to censor the B word... Which was the guts of the Charlie Daniels version of the song. There you go. That doesn't wake you up. That's Nickelback's salute to Charlie Daniels' band and the devil down to Georgia. Glad we could play that for you. Cindy Lauper, Time After Time.
Good morning.
Are you ready for more? The Mike and Carla Morning Show is back on 96.3 KKLZ.
All right, we're always just a phone call away at 702-739-9636. You can text or call. And without Carla here, there's a big void. So if you want to join us, by all means, dial it up or text in. I don't know how many other people do this, but the big trend now during the pandemic is, especially for dog owners, is teaching their dogs how to talk using buttons they can push that have preloaded words like food and play. Have you ever thought about teaching, what is it, Squish?
Yeah. No.
To talk?
No, because he doesn't. He doesn't even bark.
He doesn't even bark?
No. I mean, he'll bark once, like, a month, if even that.
I wish I had it queued up. I know he hums or something.
He snorts.
He snorts.
Nice. Yeah.
Okay.
He's a bulldog.
New article in the Wall Street Journal says a lot of people have started doing this during the pandemic. This is a woman trying to get her dog to talk and take her to the beach. Listen, I don't hear it, but this is what this is supposed to be. Here it is.
Sorry, not right now.
Oh, I see. I heard the dog say beach.
Yeah.
Listen,
that's not what I heard the dog call.
That's not what I heard.
Maybe she hit the wrong button. Uh-huh. All right, one more time.
Sorry, yeah. Not right now.
This dog is not happy with its owner. This dog doesn't want to go to the beach.
That's probably why it didn't go. Uh-huh. Asking for a totally different thing.
And listen to the woman. Oh, not today. Really?
Okay. Dry dog food again?
Yeah. Looks like I'm eating the same thing.
I'm sorry. Not right now. We'll go later, okay? Sorry, girl. I love you. Okay. I could play instead.
Yeah, okay. Ugh. Well, we know how the dog feels about the owner. Okay. You know what? I got to be honest. I didn't even catch that the first time.
Yeah, but now it's all you can hear.
And now, you're right, John. That's all you can hear. Anybody, I know we've talked about talking animals before, and you have to teach them. Mm-hmm. Anybody else have a talking animal? That talking dog. That's the thing people are doing during the pandemic. You know, they got spare time, so they're teaching their dogs how to talk. And not too sure about this dog. The dog's supposed to be saying beach. He wants to go to the beach, but everybody on this show doesn't hear that. We had somebody text in, my dog talks better than me. He sounds like he's yelling at me. He He's a really smart, great dog. My, my. You know what? We want to talk to him. Now, Squish, your bulldog, Squish, won't talk. He won't even bark.
No.
I know he does this.
Yeah. Every single minute of every single day.
Yeah. Now, if you could get him to say...
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. So, talking animals. Don't you love them? It's Journey, Several Ways. He just revealed another piece of Mike and Carla's big box. And that hopefully will get you closer to identifying all five everyday items to collect that big grand prize. Phase two, 96 days of summer. Details coming up on that in just a couple of minutes. 7:09 right now. It is Monday morning, and it's going to be hot. That's the big news. They say excessive heat warning now through Wednesday. I think that might even be extended until the weekend.
All my bushes are dead. Like, they're burnt. Like, they're dead, burnt.
It might be fast.
And I can smell it, too.
Yeah.
Ugh.
They say high today, 114, 112, the high tomorrow. Ugh. But that hazy thing that's still going on because of the fires, that doesn't help, but we'll see what happens. But 90 right now, 90 this morning as you start off a brand new day. And just a few things we think you should know.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Okay, so the name Karen is going through a rough patch, as it becomes the generic term for a woman who's a little upset, wants to talk to the manager, or worse. But what's the male equivalent of a Karen? People have tried different names, like Greg, Ken, Keith.
Kevin.
Nothing really sticking. So one guy on Reddit decided to use data to figure it out. So he mapped out different men's names trending over the past 70 years to find what baby names followed the same path as Karen. Rising through the 50s, peaking in the late 50s, then dropping, and blah, blah, blah. Well, long story short, the name, Terry. So the male equivalent of Karen is Terry, which could be a girl's name, right?
Yeah.
So I don't know if that makes any sense, or... I don't know. You hear more... Are guys freaking out more than women when it comes to this stuff? A lot of stuff going on?
I see more of women... videos going around than men, but I've seen a few men videos.
A
lot of the men are backing up the female who originally started going off.
Well, you have to have a good man to support a Karen, I guess. Even if you're wrong. I'll just be over here, honey. The first pumpkin spice hard seltzer is coming out next month. It's from a brand called Vive. It's going to be available at some stores in the Midwest first before possibly expanding, so I don't know. Having said that, according to a new study, wine coolers can be kind of like a gateway drug. People who don't like the taste of booze drink them because the intense sugar hides most of the alcohol flavor, but over time, that gets them used to the taste of alcohol, so they transition to harder stuff.
I've never had a wine cooler in my life.
I've never either.
And I don't plan on having one.
I think that should be against the law somewhere. So I don't know. And the latest coronavirus shortage. This blows me away. You would think of toilet paper, cleaning supplies, and stuff like that. The latest coronavirus shortage is pepperoni.
Oh, no.
I know you love pepperoni.
I do.
Morty loves pepperoni. I don't know why this is a big shortage, but they say this is the big coronavirus shortage going on now. Pizza places all over.
Oh, no. Yeah.
And grocery stores.
I just thought about my personal snack needs.
You bring in a lot of pepperoni. Yeah. Might want to buy the roll or something and start
slice my own.
Yeah, so there you go. Just a few things we think you should know, sponsored by Sam and Ash. What's right? We were talking about how Karens are getting a bad rap, and now the male equivalent, Terry, which could go both ways.
And it makes no sense.
But Karens, there's a lot of women named Karen.
Yeah.
Taking offense to the whole thing. People texting in 702-739-9636.
Yeah, Karen texted and said, "Yes, I'm so over my name being used for all the rude and inconsiderate behaviors that I do my best to not ever display. please use a generic name like Miss Busybody or Miss Know-It-All, or use a made-up character like Gladys Kravitz.
From Bewitched.
Yeah. Rant over.
I can't even imagine if your name's Karen taking a bad rap every time.
Yeah.
You hear some woman going nuts on somebody. And normally it's just a kid. 15, 16-year-old kid. All right. You want to guess what's in our box? Ninth caller, 702-739-9636.
96.3 KKLZ presents the 96 Days of Summer. If you can correctly identify all five everyday items in Mike and Carla's big box, you'll win the grand prize package courtesy of Topgolf, the Westin Lake Las Vegas Resort, and a 3-day, 2-night houseboat rental from Lake Mead Mojave Adventures. It's time.
All right, we have Kevin on the phone. Kevin, you've done this before, I think.
With the first contest.
Oh, yes. With the first phase.
Yes.
So then you get it. You know how to play. Here we go. All you have to do is identify all five everyday items in Mike and Carla's big box. Go ahead.
All right. We have a manually operated air pump. I believe there's a smoke detector, a frying pan. You got to have a vuvuzela in there. And I'm going to go with a glass iced tea.
Oh, you got one. One out of five.
Okay, I appreciate that.
Well, Kevin, the good news, you can play as many times as you want. If you want to keep up, check out the big box. You can do that by tapping the free KKLZ app on your smartphone or go to 96.3kklz.com. Your next chance to guess is going to be 9 o'clock. We reveal another piece of the box at 5 o'clock this afternoon, so good luck.
All right, thank you, Kevin.
All you have to do is identify all five everyday items in Mike and Carla's big box, phase two. 96 days of summer, and you could win that great big grand prize. We released a piece of the box earlier this morning. We'll do it again at 5 p.m. Your next chance to guess in the 9 o'clock hour. So make sure you check that out when you can. Sunshine today, going to be a hazy sunshine. This is all because of the fire that's been going on not only here, but in Southern California as well. Excessive heat warning. Affected through Wednesday. They say it's going to go, I think, longer. High today of 114, 112 tomorrow, and it's 93 now. Carla is out, as I was on Friday, but be back tomorrow. She's okay. She's fine.
Yep.
Took a day off to do some things, but she will be back tomorrow. So since she is not here, we have another take on some entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
That I think she would be proud of. Here you go. As we were talking last hour about the big trend during the pandemic, in Hollywood, it's beekeeping. This is the new fad in Hollywood. People like Jennifer Garner, Morgan Freeman, Leonardo DiCaprio, all beekeepers. It's picked up during the pandemic since people have more time on their hands in L.A. It's a great place to do it. There's no winter, so you can have all the honey you like, I guess, all year long. You're also helping the environment. One expert said, we educate the public that honeybees are safe and that we need them, which we do.
We do.
They pollinate one in three pieces of food that we eat, so it's a good thing. So that's what's happening in Hollywood.
Hey, if Morgan Freeman does it, I'll do it.
Well, he's doing it.
Yeah. So
can you imagine Samuel L. Jackson is doing it too, so I know you don't like
No, Samuel Jackson I'm cool with.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, if it was
Lawrence Fishburne,
then I'd be like, yeah.
Okay.
I don't need honey.
Annabelle Wallace starred with Tom Cruise in that movie, The Mummy, back in a couple of years ago, 2017, something like that. She convinced Tom Cruise to do something he never lets anybody do in the movies with him. Do you know what it is? It's run.
Oh, run. My gosh. Now that you mention it, yeah. I don't.
Look at any Tom Cruise movie. The only time he runs is when he's by himself.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? Annabelle Wallace got to run with him. At first, he said no, but she told him, I'm a really good runner. So I would do my time on the treadmill and, you know, and then I'd run past him so he could see me running. And then all of a sudden he said yes to it. And so if you notice, she might be the only person that's gotten to run with Tom Cruise.
I wonder if it's a hype thing.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. 18 years. I wish Carla was here. She'd love this story. 18 years into the relationship, Bo Derek and John Corbett. I didn't even know they were together.
Yeah, me neither.
They don't plan to get married.
Yeah, it's...
In fact, Bo Derek has said, we have a great friendship, a great relationship, and there's no need to get married. We don't want to start a family or anything like that. We're fine just the way things are.
That's like a that's like a common thing now, though.
Right. Well, like I said, I knew Carla would love that story. Yeah. And we have to track this down, Morty. The Killers released a new song called Dying Breed.
Uh-huh.
Dying Breed. So if we can find a snippet of that, we'd love to play it. But the Killers from Las Vegas have a new song out called Dying Breed. Make sure you check that out. Carla's Take, sponsored by D.R. Horton, America's Builder, an equal housing opportunity builder. The new song by The Killers. It's called Dying Breed. Here's a clip of that. So now she comes back. Here's where it kicks in, though. Listen to this. So it sounds like The Killers. Like you said, yeah. Morty, off the air, it sounds like The Killers.
It's the typical killer sound.
Okay. Stash or trash, dump or pump, pump or dump, or what do I say down the hall, jam or slam?
Jam or slam. I like it.
Do you?
Yeah.
It's The Killers. They have a good sound. I like it. You know, you think of them playing it in front of a sold-out arena. People are jumping up and down and to the beat and stuff like that.
I always called their music midnight running music.
Because you could put it on.
Yeah.
Pace yourself. And
or if you're, like, driving down in a car at night.
Oh. Well, that's new. Just released. Sample of Dying Breed from The Killers. 826. We're going to play a new game on the morning show.
Oh, boy.
Does every workplace have a person who ... Okay.
Ooh, that could get dangerous.
It can be, especially this morning because I ran into a person that does ... We'll explain here in a couple of minutes.
What's going on?
Are you ready for more?
The Mike and Carla Morning Show is back.
If you don't instantly fall in love with it, you can return it for a full refund.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, all you have to do is figure out what's in Mike and Carla's big box, and you could win that big grand prize. Details on our website, 96.3kklz.com, or tap the free KKLZ app on your smartphone. Details there as well. Your next chance to guess, by the way, next hour. 8:38, going to play a new game. You don't win anything. It's just it's a new game.
Okay.
Does every workplace have a person who ... For instance, and I want to talk too loudly because I ran into this person. There's not a lot of people in our building, but there is one person that if you say, hi, how's it going, you get the whole story.
Oh, when you really don't mean how's it going.
You're just trying to be nice.
Yeah.
And even as I'm walking backwards, like, hey, giving the hint, I have to go, they follow you and are still talking. Yes.
I know who you're talking about.
So does every workplace have a person who just won't stop talking to you? 702-739-9636. And that's how we want you to phrase it. You know, like, you know, you're on the phone. You can ask the question, does everybody have a workplace or does every workplace have a person who is always in the kitchen, is always chewing loudly at their desk? I like this one. Is always selling their kids Girl Scout cookies or Boy Scout popcorn.
Yeah, we have a lot of those.
And I'm the sucker that always buys them.
You do, don't you? You're the nice guy.
I do.
702-739-9636. The game? Does every workplace have a person who ... And you know that season's coming up.
It is. And I've already have money set aside for it.
Text or call. You know, being Monday, you're back to work. Maybe you're not back to work, or you remember that person that you used to work with. Yes, we had that person in the office.
You're working from home, and your spouse would obviously know you're talking about them.
Just be quiet. No names on the text.
Does every workplace have a person who makes everything that happens to them into a big announcement?
Yeah. Yes, everything's
big. A big announcement. Big.
You know what? I thought a lot more people would want to play, does every workplace have a person who ...
Mm-hmm.
That when you ask, hey, how's it going? Just
in passing, just to be nice.
Yeah.
But yet they give you the whole story, and even as you're walking backwards to get away, they're still talking.
Yes.
That should be the hint that, hey, listen, I'm trying to go and leave, and you're still... The big announcement.
Yeah.
Does everybody have somebody in the office? Everything's a big announcement. Laura said, workplace, someone who always steals everyone's pens while meeting at their desk.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
You got one of those? What about Shauna, always talking on the phone in the bathroom stall?
Luckily, we don't have that here.
No, because we have individual bathrooms.
Yeah, there's no opportunity for that.
But we do have people. Yeah. Does everybody in the workplace have somebody who talks loud from their office with the door open and the phone's on the speaker?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, we have that.
We can take our pick.
Times two.
Every workplace has a person who always hits reply all every email.
Yes.
Anybody?
The worst.
How do they not know? Just reply to the person you're talking to. That's all you have to do.
Yeah. Especially if you work for a corporate company.
And there's like 50 people on an email.
And then, people are replying all to stop replying all. You're not helping
the cause.
And
it has nothing to do with you.
No.
I guess everybody does have somebody in that workplace at ...
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. Sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. Burglar in Seattle left his backpack behind on a Friday with his wallet and ID in it. Then he called the cops 5 hours later. Hey, listen, I lost my wallet and my ID, my backpack, and the cops found it and tracked them down. And so, you know what? You're stupid. There's a Facebook group that's all about people taking pictures of themselves pointing loaded guns at their groin area to troll responsible gun owners.
And seems like the gun owners are the ones that are trolling them.
And you know, when you have something like this going on, it's going to happen.
Uh-huh.
Well, it did.
Oh.
A guy in San Diego shot himself in that area while taking a photo for the group. And now the other guys in the group are celebrating him as a hero for basically sacrificing his junk to prove the group's point, which we still don't know what it is.
So that's what you got to do to be a hero now?
I guess.
Be a troll?
Yeah. Or in that group, pointing a loaded gun. You would think that would be the last place you'd want to point the gun.
Yeah.
Woman wandered too close to a mother bison that was protecting its calf, and it attacked her. Here's the play-by-play by a couple that was standing by. You have to listen to this because it gets a little weird near the end.
A lady up there is trying to call the buffalo over to her. I might be getting her death on camera right now. Oh, my God, it got her.
Yep.
Oh, my God. Don't.
And she doesn't have any pants.
She has no pants on?
Nope, not anymore.
Oh, my God.
She's on this horn.
She's unconscious.
Probably.
The bison's horn ended up ripping the woman's pants off. Although it probably saved her life.
It did.
And but that was all at a place called Custer State Park.
All I think about is the casinos and you hear the buffalo.
Oh, my God. People, stay away from animals. Yeah. Wild animals.
And don't call them.
No. Don't call them over.
But if you do, wear underwear.
Yes. Make sure you wear underwear. Do you think you know what's in our big box? Well, give it a shot right now. Dial it up. Got to be over 21 years of age or older to win. 702-739-9636. Take a guess as to what 5 items are in our big box. Do it now. Good luck.
96.3 KKLZ presents the 96 Days of Summer. If you can correctly identify all 5 everyday items in Mike and Carla's big box, you'll win the grand prize package courtesy of Topgolf, the Westin Lake Las Vegas Resort, and a 3-day, 2-night houseboat rental from Lake Mead Mojave Adventures. It's time.
Karen, now I know you've been working hard at this.
I have.
You know how we do it. So go ahead. Give us your 5 guesses as to what you think are the 5 everyday items in Mike and Carla's big box. Go.
All right. Number 1, the bike pump. Number 2, I'm going to say one of those touchless keys, a beach ball, a key to the spa at the Westin Resort, and a martini glass.
Oh, well, you can knock 4 of those off your list.
Okay.
All right. You got 1 out of 5, but you know you can play as many times as you want. And for those people listening, if you're just joining and want to play along, check out the big box by tapping the free app on your smartphone or go to 96.3kklz.com. Your next chance to guess, Karen, 11 o'clock hour. Wendy Rush will have that for you. All the complete rules and details, of course, at 96.3kklz.com.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Now, every morning we wrap up the show with a feel-good story. Have that coming up in about 6-7 minutes.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Something good.
Well, every morning we wrap up the show with a feel-good story to get you off on the right foot for your day, no matter what you're doing. The oldest person in America got a big drive-by birthday party in Charlotte this weekend. Her name is Hester Ford. Morty, she turned 116 years old on Saturday.
Oh, my goodness.
116 years old. Now, here are some of her relatives, some of her kids, grandkids, and other relatives talking about Hester.
We are living amongst a living legend. She always gave the best advice, whether you wanted to hear it or not.
Always encourage your children to be their very best.
Granny survived the Spanish flu.
She just continues to be a blessing, and she tells us all the time, you are here to be a blessing to someone else.
Yeah, she survived the Spanish flu and everything else.
Everything else.
At 116 years old, the oldest person in America, she has 48 grandkids, over 200 great-grandkids. That
I hope Christmas isn't a thing for her.
Wow.
That's awesome, though. That's really awesome.
I don't know if I'd want to live that long, but God bless her.
Yeah, I'm saying no rules apply to her at all.
No.
No. No, not at all.
You do what you want to do, where you want to do it, and you don't tell me what to do.
Yeah, nobody.
100. You know what, Hester? Happy birthday to you. And that is a great story. We always say if you have a feel-good story of your own, we want to hear about it. You can submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com, or even better yet, have a local story. We want to hear about it. Just dial us up, 702-739-9636. Give us your version. All right, 9:40, getting ready to kick off the 96-Minute Morning Music Marathon, sponsored by Harmony Homes. Take a virtual tour of your future home at harmonyhomes.com. That's harmonyhomes.com. Well, recapping the show, gave you Nickelback's version of Devil Went Down to Georgia.
And we hope you never hear it again.
You know what? I never really had a problem with Nickelback until that moment.
It's funny, we have a Nickelback photo right on our wall.
We know. It's autographed.
And it's autographed by him.
Nickelback loves us, and we love them. Also, by the way, talking about music, new music, Killers have a new song out, Dying Breed. Give you a sample of that. If you missed that, you can check it out on the Mike and Carla Morning Show page. And who in the office? Does every workplace have a person who, ... And I love this one. Are bad at their job, and everybody knows it, and you can't imagine how they haven't been fired yet. Does everybody in the workplace have a person like that?
I think everyone did.
Or they still do.
Or some people aren't speaking up.
How are you still here? Oh, boy. All right, that about does it for us. Carla's back tomorrow, so we'll have the whole show back. Otherwise, Wendy Rush going to take care of you throughout the workday. Your next chance to guess what's in Mike and Carla's big box, she'll have that for you at 11 o'clock. Otherwise, do have a great day. Be careful, be safe, be kind to each other.
Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.